Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. It is the hump day. It's Wednesday, and it's a great day to celebrate Jesus.
Yes, it is. It right. is a good day.
Welcome to PM in the AM.
This is PM in the AM.
Mike and Jada. Jada and Mike. I mean, either way, it's still the same.
That's right. We're here again.
Yeah.
Talking about.
I'm pumped.
The anointing.
I'm pumped. Drinking a poet's drink.
That's right. We're talking about the anointing for life. Anointed for life.
Anointed for life. Man, listen, the anointing is the most precious thing we have happening on our lives from God. I know there's a lot of people think, no, it's prosperity. It's the anointing. You know, he gives us the power to obtain wealth. How? Through the anointing, through an empowerment that comes upon us. What are those three things we looked at the other day? We'll have to bring those up another time. But I know grace was the empowerment for living righteously. And we'll get the other ones and we'll bring those to you. But here's the thing that we need to understand. And we were looking at this yesterday, mm-hmm. that Jesus was anointed by God. In fact, Luke chapter 4 is the fulfillment of Isaiah 61. Read that Luke 4, 18 and 19.
And this is Jesus reading out of the...
He's in the synagogue.
That's right. He's in the synagogue and he's reading the daily... reading for the synagogue.
They handed him the book. He didn't go pick this out of the catalog.
He read today's reading, and that's how the synagogue was worked out. Every day there was a certain reading. This was the reading that he read, and it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord."
All right. So understand this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Notice that Jesus said that. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's a very important phrase, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us also. And the same anointing that's on Jesus is going to be in us. So we're going to get that really good tomorrow. We're going to hammer that so that you see that Jesus didn't do everything because he was Messiah. He did everything as a man anointed by God so that you and I could do the same things.
That's right.
But notice, the Spirit of the Lord's upon him. That's the power of God that's upon the life of the believer. It was upon Jesus. Now you say, well, wait a minute. What about the 12 disciples? They didn't have this power. They weren't born again.
Right.
I just thought I'd point that out.
It happens later.
That's right.
The anointing.
John chapter 20
later.
Talks about how they get born again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, a lot of people think it was the day of Pentecost. But in John 20, Jesus said he breathed on them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." And they did, and they were born again. So we're here in Luke, and it says that first the Lord came upon him, and then he was anointed. So we have the power to break all bondage of the evil one. God gave Jesus the power through the anointing. All right. And we got another scripture that you really need to hear this, because Luke 4 is the fulfillment of Isaiah 61. All right. Isaiah 61 was a messianic prophecy. Jesus is Messiah. So he fulfills it in Luke 4. And then we have Acts 10:38.
That's right. And it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Wait, how God what?
Anointed.
Anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Go ahead.
And then it says, with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
How did he anoint Jesus? With his presence, mm-hmm. which gave him power. Woo! He was anointed. Jesus Christ. It says how God anointed, how God gave, how God empowered Jesus Christ, who went about doing good. Now notice this. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? God was with him. The presence of God is with him everywhere he goes. Now, this is so important to every one of us, because you're anointed. The presence of God is with you everywhere you go. You got something?
Well, I just like, you know, it says here in John 14, 16, 17, it's talking about, and we may talk a little more about this later, but it says, "I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth."
Okay.
"The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him, doesn't recognize him. But this is what I like. but you know him. So when we're born again, we receive the Holy Spirit. It says, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Later, he will be in you. And you were saying at this particular moment, the disciples are not born again. They don't have the Holy Spirit inside of them or even with them in a sense. Yeah. They have Jesus with them.
I'm going to make an astounding statement, Jada.
Make an astounding statement.
I don't know. It's not to you, but it might be to somebody who's listening. Jesus didn't minister as the Son of God.
No, he ministered as an anointed person.
He ministered. That's right. He ministered as a mere man anointed by the Holy Spirit. Now let's go to Mark 3 and prove this to you.
And I think we need to make sure we understand that, because he couldn't model for us how to live this life if he had been ministering through being the Son of God.
I said Mark 3, but we got to go to Matthew, don't we?
It's Matthew 3. Okay. Matthew 3:13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you.
Yeah.
And are you coming to me?
Now, let's stop for a minute and point this out. John recognized who he was. He told his men, he said, behold, here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Right.
All right. John recognized who Jesus was. Now, let me tell you one other thing. John knew who he was and who he wasn't. They asked him, they said, are you the one? You the Messiah? What did he say?
He said, no,
I'm not him. I'm the one, get ready, who comes before him. Before. Mm-hmm. Who was on the scene before Jesus? John. Jesus doesn't come on the scene until after this event.
That's right.
Read it. I'm pumped.
And of course, he's humbled at this moment. I mean, John the Baptist is like, I don't need to be doing anything for you.
That's right.
Right? I am nobody. Verse 15 says, but Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him, so John the Baptist allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him, upon Jesus. And suddenly a voice came from heaven, saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. You know, Jesus had choices along this. You know, he had choices. And the Father is pleased because Jesus chose to live this path that he knows is going to be a difficult path.
Right.
He was obedient. He was obedient to live this life. He was obedient to study the scriptures. Now he's obedient to be anointed, knowing that down the road is going to be hard.
That's right.
And that's why God is pleased with him.
And you know, this is the fulfillment that we were reading in Matthew 3 of Isaiah 42 and verse number 1 that says, behold my servant whom, now notice he calls Jesus a what?
Servant.
He didn't call him his son, did he?
No, he didn't.
He said, behold my servant whom I uphold. Wait, who's given him the ability to do what he does? The Father.
The Father.
My elected one, or my elect one, in whom my soul delights. Isn't that what he just said?
I'm pleased.
I'm well pleased. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. Get ready. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. Where did he put his spirit? Upon him. What happened when he came up out of the water? He says he was baptized. And when he came up out of the water, he said he saw right here. Here it is.
Yeah.
What does that say?
It's right here.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. And when he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending. That's Jesus, because it's the capital
right,
B.
Jesus.
He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and alighting upon him.
Upon him. The fulfillment of Isaiah 42:1. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was the Son of God from the day he was born to the day he died, but he was born as a man who didn't have any power. The Bible says he laid aside his rightful deity and glory and took on the disguise of a servant. He became a human, just like you and I, overcoming in this world so you and I can overcome. And he did it, anointed by God, so you and I could be anointed. I'm telling you right now, God has fixed this thing. We're the winner. The devil is the loser.
He's like, what is that guy? Who's that commentator? Bob, what's his face?
Oh, Bob Uecker.
Yeah, Bob Uecker.
Hey, these are pretty good seats. Huh?
You know, we have to just remind ourselves that Jesus was a man, like you said.
That's right.
And I love where it says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Because like I said, Jesus could have chosen not to take this path. He was a man.
That's right.
He had the same temptations we have.
Yeah.
And he chose to follow this path. And it says that he is pleased by him. And I love that it says, in whom I am delighted.
My soul delights.
We should be making choices that please our Heavenly Father.
Hey, you're anointed for life. And that's all that's the time we have for today. Man, you're going to have to pick us up tomorrow. This is good. You need to call your neighbors, call your coworkers, have a coffee party around the computer as we teach this to you tomorrow.
That's right.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this day. It's a glorious day. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that indwells us. He sits upon us. He empowers us. And we rejoice for the good news of the gospel in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow right down there so your family and friends can get connected with a daily word with Mike and Jada as we bring you a word of encouragement, something to ponder on throughout the day. Don't forget, if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, be sure and join us again tomorrow for more PM in the AM. We love you. God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless.